Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. On three, here we go. One, two, three.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Yes!
Yes! And, guys, it's a very special week. You know, we're celebrating America. And what better way to celebrate America than with Drunkard STL on the Twitters?
America, fuck yeah.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Also, guys, and he's drinking right now, so it is the worst possible time to introduce him, but Matt Chuck from the Lotus Cast is here as well. Hi.
And also,
special
episode.
Guys, we have so much to discuss. There's a whole lot of shit going on. Later on today, we're also going to put in our picks for the eventual WFOD recast of the 1989 film Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Classic.
They're going to reboot it eventually, so we should just throw it out there. You know, who we
it's
think.
It's one of those movies I am surprised hasn't been remade already.
So something that happened today is I realized that Drunk was going to be here, and I put it out on the social medias. Is there anything that people just want to know from Drunk? Because Drunk is kind of an enigma. Doesn't it seem like every time we dive into Drunk, we find out just weird and exciting new things yeah. that we didn't know?
It's amazing, isn't it?
And so I just thought that, like, you know, maybe if I reached out to our listeners, then perhaps they had the right question to ask. You know, because you got to hit that shell just right to get him to poke his little head out.
We got to unbuild that mystery.
I'm just going to dive right into these questions, Drunk, and I'm hoping that we learn something special that maybe we didn't know before.
Now, can I ask, you're going to be 100% honest
absolutely.
In your answer, correct?
Yep.
You're not holding back on this? Okay, then I have questions. Let me write some stuff down.
Okay,
I've got questions.
From Joe of the Lotus Cast fame. Is Drunk his given name, or was he awarded it in a Dances with Wolves type situation?
It was a nickname given to me during football practice my freshman year.
And it's not because you get drunk a lot. It's because you look drunk.
Correct.
You just have a face that looks like you're drunk.
Yeah, some of my close friends say that I have a sprinkle of Down syndrome, and that's why I look like that.
Did you have, like, a stroke when you were younger?
No, not that I know of.
He has a lot of, like, upper eyelid. He has Garfield eyes, you know what I'm saying, Travis?
Or, like, Homer Garfield Simpson eyes, yeah. almost.
Yeah, like, his eyes are never really open to their fullest. Can you open your eyes all the way? Yeah, you still got a lot of eyelid. Even when you do that, even when you try, they're not all the way open.
Yeah.
From Mandy Weaver, why does he only wipe twice, and what are the consequences? That's a callback.
Yeah, well, I have a technique. First and foremost, I only use the 3-ply toilet paper. That, and you got to give the middle finger, like, hook.
So you get the middle finger. And
you got to have a little bit of dig.
You do a dig and a scoop.
Yes.
I will say I'm actually surprised that Drunk doesn't have a bidet.
One day when I'm balling, I might have to get one of those.
So, I mean, cleanliness, I feel, isn't top priority for you. You're more interested in speed.
I don't know that he would have a bidet for the cleanliness factor. I think he would have it out of the luxury. Drunk is a man of luxury.
Yeah, this is
so fair. He has only the best in toilet paper.
He has the finer things in life.
Answer me honestly with a bidet. Like, if you had a bidet, wouldn't you just want to jerk off every time you went to take a shit?
I have a bidet, and I jerk off every time I take a shit.
I'm not surprised, because I would think if I had one in my house, I would do the same thing.
So you can buy a bidet on Amazon for, like, $25.
It's a pleasurable thing? You squirt the water on your butt, and you jerk off?
Feels great.
Right on your anus, and then if you really want, you could probably move it to tickle the underside of your balls a little bit, which would probably get you instantly hard.
These are all great things.
But you use the bidet to clean your butthole after a poop. You don't want to break that sacred bond, right? Don't you want to just keep it like a work relationship?
No.
No?
It goes right into work. It's business, and then it turns right to pleasure.
Business in the front, party in the back, just like a mullet.
Ever since we have had the conversation about the wiping more than twice, I have once or twice attempted the third wipe and looked at the paper, clean as a whistle, no need.
So you have it down to a science.
Yeah.
See, but like, I have varying degrees.
If you're a little runny that day, you're going to need to wipe more than twice probably, but...
I don't think any two poops are the same. They're like snowflakes. You never know how many times you're going to need to wipe.
I wipe when the red overtakes the brown.
That's when you're done.
My mama always said, life is like a bowel movement. You never know what you're going to get.
Wants to know, is there anything in your house that you only have one of? I would think that this would probably be like appliances, pieces of furniture. How many mailboxes do you have?
I only got the one mailbox.
Mailbox.
I only got
what about a toaster?
Kitchen table.
How many toasters do you have, Drunk?
12. I guess it depends on what we're defining as a toaster.
Oh, my God.
Drop bread in the top of it. You pull the little light lever down.
He has one two-bread toaster
bought an actual toaster not too long ago, but I was using my pizza oven as a toaster before that.
Pizza oven. He has a pizza oven.
You have a pizza oven?
Yeah.
Like an oven that is dedicated solely to pizzas?
Yep. Like one of the ones
you... Not uncommon.
Like you would find at a bar or whatever. Yeah. Got one of
those. A brick oven pizza. Okay.
No, it's just like a little silver box about 16 inches long or whatever. And fits a perfectly sized frozen pizza and you're good to go.
You can pull the tray directly out of it and slide it right on the cardboard. I'm very familiar with pizza ovens.
Yep.
Jody B has two questions. What did your prom date look like?
A Barbie doll. She was fucking hot.
You had a hot prom date?
I did.
And have you ever up?
Did Drunk pull in hot bitches because he had the drug connection?
No.
Well, Matt, he was the high school mascot.
She was actually an acquaintance from a private school, so she didn't go to my school.
She didn't even go to your school. You brought in a ringer.
All-girls school, yeah.
Oh. Was she a lady of the night?
No.
Was she compensated for her time?
No, she was not. Well, unless you count the booze that I fucking provided afterwards.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think of, like, you know, the 7th and 8th grade when you told, you know, all the fellas that my girlfriend lived in Canada. And that she was coming to visit soon. Have you ever jerked off while driving?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, why?
I
got other things to concentrate
it's
on.
It's fun.
I need to jerk off while driving.
Driving is boring.
I'm not an over-the-road trucker here. I mean.
How do you clean up? Like, that doesn't sound pleasurable. Then you got to worry about school buses.
You got fast food
you?
Cups all over the back seat. Just use one of those.
Yeah, or a napkin or something.
Napkin.
I've jerked off while driving before.
Daddy Waffle has... 6 questions.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
So let's just do these rapid fire.
Oh, my God.
How many fingers?
10.
What makes you cry?
The WFOD show.
Ever put a finger up there?
While I'm wiping, I guess.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
What comes after life?
Death.
Do you puke loudly?
Oh, very, very much so.
You're a loud puker?
Very much so.
Can you do an impression of your puke technique?
I will say this. When I was in Boy Scouts, I got sick during a summer camp once. And, like, you could hear me from, like, half a mile away. It's one of those.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Matt, is that what sound you make when you puke?
I honestly can't remember the last time I threw up.
I bet Travis remembers the last time he threw up.
No, I don't.
You got a belly like a steel trap, huh?
Got it, baby. Unless I get some kind of weird flu shit, which I haven't had in quite a while. I feel like the last time that I actually threw up was the wife and I got food poisoning from banquet chicken tenders and frozen jalapeno poppers. And this is like 10 plus years ago.
That was their first anniversary.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's. I think the first anniversary is the jalapeno popper anniversary. Yeah,
the frozen jalapeno popper. Yeah.
And from the Irish on Fire, what is your personal favorite music album and why? Let me guess. You guys, Travis. It's Bob Marley, right? That's what he's gonna say.
Whatever that one Bob Marley album is.
I was gonna say like 311.
Oh God! It better not be 311. I'm kicking your ass right out of here if it's 311.
It's Marley's greatest hits, I guarantee it.
Well, the Bob Marley Legendary CD is a fantastic album,
right?
But probably the System of a Down's first CD with the hands.
What?
On it.
The first one?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? They only get better with age.
Now, Travis, take into account this is drunk we're talking about. And then say, it's probably better than what you expected drunk to say.
It is. It's better.
Yeah.
I like that album. That's a good album.
It's a good album.
Very much so.
Napier, what's your favorite music CD? Does it involve K-pop, Japanese girls?
J-pop.
I think my favorite album ever was Linkin Park's Reanimation.
Is that the one with Jay-Z?
No, it's not with Jay-Z. That they had their own album with like fucking Jay-Z. No, this was.
I was about to say that was the one before.
Reanimation,
not Hybrid Theory, not Meteora, but Reanimation.
Did that have a Transformers song on it?
No, that was before all that. It had like a Zaku on the front of the cover, and it was a bunch of remixes
Zaku.
From.
It had like a Zaku on the
like
cover.
It's like their fourth album when they like completely switched their styles.
They'd switch their styles like depending on whatever's popular at the time. They're like
Reanimation was that album in between albums.
Yeah, like, it was remixes.
It was all remixes.
Between Hybrid Theory and their second album.
So
which
was the
like
Hybrid
Theory.
Yeah. So it was Hybrid Theory's like remix album.
Yes.
With like weird guest stars and shit.
They're like, hey, you guys liked In the End, right? Well, let's make it shittier.
Three times, because I think there's like three versions of The End in that song.
I'm so shocked by both of their answers. I would have never, ever pegged that the drunk would have liked Toxicity by System of a Down.
Well, actually, I chose the CD before that, but I like that CD too.
Yeah, it was the one before that, the self-titled one.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I'm surprised anybody likes Reanimation.
Right, yeah, no. If you did the Family Feud thing, and Reanimation would not be on the list.
Unless they asked me.
Steve Harvey would give a crazy look at you if you said Linkin Park's right. Reanimation.
Kidding me!
You know what my favorite album is? That album that Lynn put out with Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, that's your favorite?
No.
Is that Aqua's Barbie Girl? I really like that one.
what's yours, Mike?
Astro Lounge.
Trios, Da Da Da.
I would assume yours is one of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Siamese Dream is probably my favorite album. Yeah, I would say pound for pound, that's a pretty good one. We did everybody else, Travis. What do you got?
I wouldn't be able to name my favorite album.
You wouldn't be able to name your favorite?
No.
I mean, Matt's is the Steal My Sunshine. If you said something as a joke, it would be better than Napier's pick.
That's true.
That is true.
So, Travis, I told Napier to hold on when we were sitting here chit-chatting before we fired the mics up, because he told me something crazy. He told me something crazy as soon as he walked in the door, and I wanted him to tell you while we were recording it, because it's just a very Napier story. Napier, tell Travis what you told me when you came in this morning.
It appears most of the ceiling in my dining room has fallen down.
Is this another raccoon infestation?
No. There's no raccoons.
That would make sense.
Is Gary Busey living in your attic?
No. Okay, this is what happened. Somebody was building a house, and then they decided on the last third of it, fuck this house, I'm done. And they took this drop ceiling, and instead of putting drywall...
Like the tiles?
The tiles. The foam tile drop ceiling. You know, that
your
you don't...
Your dining room has a drop ceiling in it?
Yeah, it has a...
It's weird, right, Travis? This is weird.
No, it doesn't have a drop ceiling, because a drop ceiling is below another ceiling. This is a ceiling...
Well, like a drop ceiling is like in a basement.
Yeah.
Like they're like, hey, we don't want you to see this exposed wood...
I did know a guy who had a drop ceiling in his living room, and he was renting the place, and it was back, I don't know, maybe I was 20. We did a lot of hot knives. You know, familiar with hot knives, drunk?
Yep.
Is that like when you're bored at work and you throw a pencil through the drop ceiling to see if it'll stay?
No. The hot knives are you put knives, like butter knives, on the stove, and then you put weed on there, and then you press the two hot knives together, and then you smoke the weed from the hot knives.
I feel like we've really danced over Travis's drug history. I feel like there's been telltale signs along the way, and I think we've just dismissed it and be like, oh yeah, so Travis did drugs when he was
a
kid.
Weed, fuck it, you're good. He's good.
But I mean, he's like experimenting. He's talking about burning knives on the stove.
You never heard of that before?
No,
never. That's a weird thing that nobody knows about.
Well, people who smoked weed in their teens into their early 20s know what that is. But regardless, we did hot knives on his rented stove, and he had a drop ceiling in his living room. And after we got super stoned, a good half dozen of us would just bring out the kickball and just start kickballing the shit out of his living room ceiling and watching tiles break and fall down. It was a really good time, and then we left. I don't know what he had to deal with.
I bet he had to deal with not getting his security deposit back.
I would think so. Napier, continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Okay, so you had a home inspection before you bought the house, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the home inspection guy be like, yeah, that's not a real ceiling?
No, you couldn't tell. Because,
well, I mean, I would imagine a home inspector should be able to tell, right?
He would go and push up the tiles and move.
Yeah, be like, yeah, that ain't a real ceiling.
Yeah, you could have, but they were stapled to the wood and to each other. And it would be really hard, unless you start breaking tiles, to be able to see what the actual ceiling was, which
so
was
you
the
had
drop-
a home inspection?
Yeah, I had a home inspection.
Maybe are you squatting in this home, or did you, like, buy it?
Bought it.
Like, the right way.
Yep.
How much did you drop on this house?
About 120.
Did the people that used to own the house, they know that you're living in it, right?
No, they're dead.
Oh, so you're just living in a dead people's house.
Yeah, the people died.
Did they staple the tiles to the wood because their dead bodies are still in the ceiling?
Now that you have a hole in your ceiling, did you look up there and see if there's anything weird up there?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because now it's like a whole thing. Now there might be something going on.
Yeah, I've been
people
up there.
People have books and those kind of things.
Yeah,
Travis, when they originally build a house, like they put ceilings in it, right?
You're supposed to.
Usually, I would say, like, you know, they probably build the walls and they build the floors, and they're like, you know what, we gotta do something to keep all of this rain out. So then they put like a roof and a ceiling in the house. So like there was a ceiling at some point.
Yeah, there's trusses which are like part of the roof. And then you insulate all that after you plywood, and then you drop it, and then you put a ceiling in there. So are you
like
telling me
somebody took out a ceiling and put in a different ceiling?
So
they would have had to remove a lot.
I love watching you guys explain this, because you're just karate chopping the air with your hands.
There's a lot of karate chopping. Well, see, you got to point up, Matt, because we're talking about ceilings.
Right.
Ceilings are up.
Both Travis and Mike are just karate chopping the air.
We're pointing up. So, like, what section of ceiling is gone?
The part closest to where the garage part starts. So, about half of it going into my kitchen is gone.
I mean, give me like a unit of measurement.
I would say it's about 5 feet in width and about.
Have you poked around at some of the ceiling around it to see if there it's like a whole thing?
Well, I mean,
or did all the part that was gonna fall?
The part that has fallen has fallen. The rest of it will probably go soon. There is no ceiling.
Is that like that throughout your whole house?
No, just in that one room.
Do you just see the roof then?
No, like I see the insulation. I see the insulation that hasn't fallen yet.
So is this like an add-on to your house?
No, it wasn't.
It was a subtract and then an add-on. I mean, like, ceilings come with the house.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't call this like a...
typically included.
There's foundation. Like, there's a basement part underneath that part of the house. So, okay. I mean, it's part of the foundation.
Fair enough.
And, yeah, the tiles fell. With it came most of the insulation. The insulation is not rolled insulation. It's blown insulation. It's like foam chunklets.
So is it just going to fall?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think it's an old house, too? You think it's like that old stuff that's going to...
Oh, no, it is fiberglass. I got it all over me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Got it all in my hair, my face.
What was your first step after you discovered your ceiling had fallen down and all of the insulation? What did you do? Just like say, kick it in a corner and carry on with your day?
Well, he said that he was at work and somebody called him on the phone and said, hey, some of your ceiling fell down. And then like he got another message later on that was like, more of your ceiling fell down.
Yeah, my wife's...
Who's messaging him?
My wife's someone. Little sister was spending the week with us and she texted my wife and she said, hey...
My wife!
I just got woken up by what I thought was an earthquake, but it wasn't. It was part of your ceiling falling down. And she sent a text to my wife with a picture. And sure enough, there was part of my ceiling on the ground. And then she texted her about 5 minutes later, hey, more's falling down. And then 10, 15 minutes later, hey, the other side fell down.
See, this isn't like a normal thing that happens. This is unusual.
No. Did she really text and say, I felt like there was an earthquake, but then I just saw your ceiling fell?
She said it sounded like an earthquake, and then she went into the room where the sound came from, and there was ceiling all over the ground.
I hate to break this to you guys. Like, you know, the listeners at home might be listening to this and think this is like, you know, normal stuff. No, this is unusual.
Apparently for everybody else.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Napier. How does it make you feel?
Makes me feel very angry.
Yeah.
I am very pissed off, number one, at my purchase, because I really would have liked to live in a house more than 2 years before half of it decays.
You thought you were buying a house with ceilings.
Yeah, I did.
That's what you get
fucked
from,
up.
That's what you get from moving to the other side of the room.
I bet, man. I'll tell you what, any house Napier buys in the future, I bet he does some poking with some yardsticks to make sure. They'll look at him like he's weird and be like, dude, I've been burned before on this no ceiling thing. I'm making sure.
No drop ceilings in this house.
So I got
Napier. Can you take pictures of this? And
yeah, we got photos, but it's all my wife's.
Well, that'll be easy cover art for this week.
So I cleaned up all the insulation. I cleaned up all the tiles that I could. I got a snow shovel from my garage.
Was it the bee killing snow shovel?
Yeah, it was.
Same one. Multi-purpose, that goddamn snow shovel.
Which was great because there was a bunch of wood dauber nests in there too.
In what?
In the piles of insulation that fell. They're fucking wood dauber nests.
Wood dauber. See, now a wood dauber, they...
You gotta explain wood dauber.
I'm not.
I don't think
familiar.
A lot of people know.
See,
a
like a wood dauber...
Isn't it a mud dauber, not a wood dauber?
Oh, mud dauber.
Yeah, a wood dauber. You're thinking of the... What's the things that the Orkin man come and kill?
Silverfish?
Silver, yeah.
The
bees?
No, the bugs that eat the wood.
Termites.
Termites!
Termites.
Okay, mud dauber. There were mud daubers.
Mud daubers. Yeah, that's a thing.
A mud dauber is kind of like a hornet.
It's like a hornet.
Yeah.
They make
they're
little...
not aggressive, though.
Don't worry. The little sister would have found out real quick if they were alive. They were all over the fucking ground. They were all dead.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your ceiling caves in.
Yep.
Little sister calls on the phone, says, house is full of mud daubers. They're everywhere.
I would tell her to get the
You're getting
out of the
a hotel,
house.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting a hotel.
Well, no, what I would do is I would go to, like, Lowe's or a department store somewhere. Get me like 10 of those bug bombs.
Oh, you can't do that. It'll mess up your throat. Then you'll call in sick from work for 3 weeks.
I guarantee you, if my house was completely full with live mud daubers, I'd be calling in the next day saying I got to take care of these fucking mud daubers.
Right.
Why didn't I know that these disgusting things existed? I'm looking at pictures right now.
Is mud daubers a regional reference?
Oh, I don't think we have mud daubers in New England, but I remember them while living in Kentucky.
I've never heard of these things in my entire life. I've never heard somebody say that
phrase.
They're
little bastards, Travis. They're little bastards.
Yeah.
They look horrible.
They're not that bad.
They got little stringy bodies that go off to their little weird stinger thing.
They look scary, but that stinger thing, like they're not aggressive. They don't like
There's a dog
don't really attack
Travis.
People.
So you could sit down and have a beer with one? They're not going to be
You could.
No, I wouldn't.
Meat drunk.
Travis, there's a dog behind you. Travis, you're in a different room. I've never seen your dog before.
That's Fredo. That's that dog you
Oh, yeah, he's going to die soon.
Yeah, he's dead soon.
Oh, dead dog walking there.
This dog's been here like a year, man. He's good.
Is that a good amount of time for you?
That dog looks
Not
like
usually make it a year, do they?
He's 10 years old already, so he could possibly die soon.
My dog's 14.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's old.
Your dog Raggy. Is not 6 inches tall like this one is with probably failing organs because I don't think little dogs last real
yeah,
long.
Yeah, little dogs last. Big dogs do not last.
Oh, no, so no, there's no. more stuff that not can go
dog.
Wrong.
I took this dog because I didn't think he'd last very long.
There's one thing Travis loves. It's dead dogs.
Yep.
Running theme.
You're like, oh, that dog's going to die soon? Send him over.
Yeah,
it looks like blood.
Yeah, my skin's so perfect to use the blood of dead dog.
Wait, Travis, how do you stay so youthful?
Oh, dead dog blood.
So I clean up all the bullshit, pull it all in the garage.
So is this over carpet or like tile or hardwood floor?
It's carpet. So I had to scoop and then I had to vacuum, and after that I vacuum again because it's fucking fiberglass. So, yeah, I washed the shit out of myself, just got all that stuff out of me because I could feel everything just entering my goddamn skin.
Napier, with this revelation, don't you think it's wise to, like, tear up the carpet and see if there's floors in your house?
I'm thinking about it, man.
Yeah, I feel like now you really need to do some due diligence and see what other mysteries you can uncover.
And mud daubers.
Mud daubers everywhere.
Well, like you're just walking on mud dauber nests.
Travis, you remember it was like a week or so ago that Napier was talking about how he didn't know what an exhaust fan was for. Now he has an exhaust fan like in his living room. Like, you know, that's heat true. Rises.
No, he does
think
not
of all
rise.
The money you're going to save on your energy bills now because all the heat's going to go up.
No,
into the hole in your ceiling.
No,
you know you're halfway
down
to one of those like sunlights. You like those roof. You might as well just like cut that square out and put a nice sunlight in there for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, replace it with solar panels.
Yeah, just put a coffin in there and bury me in the goddamn ceiling.
When Napier was a young man, him and his mom tried to fix the shower.
I didn't. She did.
And they took a sledgehammer to the wall.
She did. I did not.
By the shower because the shower stopped working.
Yes.
And they took one look in the hole and determined that it was going to be way too complicated to fix the shower. So then for 15 years, Napier just took baths. Mm-hmm. They put a towel over the hole and just took baths. So take that into consideration when I ask the next question.
Yes.
How long is that hole going to be in your ceiling?
Not long. I actually have a buddy from work. He knows how to...
You just going
to
put a towel up?
No, we're going to do drywall.
Just cover it with newspapers.
Blue tarp. This is going to be a blue tarp.
I'm going to go down to Menards or Lowe's or somewhere. I'm going to buy some drywall. we're going to drywall it over a weekend, and I'm going to pay him money. And
you're gonna buy one single cone,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to set it in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
And that's just going to remind you, stay away from this general area.
Oh, don't worry. You can see it with all of the fucking ceiling insulation on the ground.
Yeah.
We put a tarp down to catch it.
Right.
But
you're going to re-insulate it, right, before you drywall?
No, we're going to drywall first and then do the insulation. I'm just going to climb on up there with some rolled insulation, just roll it out.
How often do you take baths now just out of habit?
I haven't taken a bath since I got the house.
You're a shower guy now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does it feel good?
Oh, it feels fucking great.
Showers are pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't know about that for a while.
Yeah, I mean, like, you lay in a bath, and a bath can be relaxing, but I mean, as far as, like, cleaning yourself, it's rough because you're just laying in your own shit that you just wash off of you. It's still
there. I didn't have a shower either all through middle school, so my hair was typically pretty greasy looking, I think.
Why didn't you have a shower?
I've lived in two houses throughout my childhood that they don't exist anymore because as soon as we moved out, they were demoed completely to the ground.
They're just like, we're never going to sell this shit?
Nobody will ever live here. I can't believe somebody lived here for this long.
Is that why you turned to drugs?
It might be. Actually, that's there's probably a lot of reasons I turned to drugs and alcohol, but that might be part of it. But no, the house that they had rented for all of my middle school years or junior high years, it had a bathtub, but there was no shower.
We had a bathtub in our house, but there was a shower. It was in the basement, in like the far corner of the basement.
I rented a duplex. My first place that I lived when I moved out of my parents' house was the same way. It was not a finished basement.
No.
It was like just a concrete floor basement.
Yeah.
See the studs and the concrete walls, and that's where the shower
the
was.
The walls in the shower were like cinder blocks.
Yeah. Mine was actually plastic. I had like a weird standing fiberglass shower caddy with like this disgusting plastic curtain right in the middle of the unfinished basement. That was my first duplex.
My dad would yell at us because we wouldn't dry off completely when getting out of the shower, and the shower mat would get wet.
I'll take that all the fucking day.
Goddamn kids getting the shower mat all wet, dry off in the shower. God fucking damn it.
You know that thing designed to absorb the water that you have left over on your body? Don't you fucking dare get that wet.
Oh, he still bitches about it to this day.
To end the story, I called my homeowner's insurance guy, and the homeowner's insurance guy normally, you know, he was pretty cheery and helpful, and he's like, yeah, we'd love to sign you up for some home insurance. I'm like, I bet you would.
Yeah.
And we call him up, and they're like, yeah, you should probably get an estimate. We'll take care of it if you want to, but by the way, your deductible is $5,000. And you probably can replace a ceiling for way less.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's even going to be worth your time.
Cancel that policy?
Yeah, and I mean,
you need to lower your deduction.
What he needs to do is he needs to go bang out some more of his ceiling.
Well, see, what you don't understand is Napier actually pays $3 a month in home.
Figured it'd be worth it in the long run.
Right, yeah.
Napier got a homeowner's insurance and cell phone bundle plan.
Fucking feels like it.
The deductible that you have is $120,000 to your house.
You just have to pay us in box tops for education.
No shit.
All right, guys, we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen Stefani, and you are listening to
WFOD.
WFOD presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter Block recipient.
Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter Block recipient.
If a person can erase your access to them with the click of a button, don't be incredibly shocked when they decide not to see you calling them a cunt every day.
You blow Putin.
Yes. He is the president, and what you say shouldn't matter to him, because he should have a thicker skin. But it does, and he doesn't.
Kofi Fett!
So take the W. Don't post the screenshot 20 times and make it into a civil rights thing. You just look silly. So here's to you, Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter Block Recipient.
Mr. Grandstanding Trump Twitter Block Recipient.
3 out of 4 of my grandparents are dead. I listen to Strange Label.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Whole gang's here. We're having a good time. We're doing a whole lot of things and having fun and
WFOD
and bonding. And we're learning so much about one another. We're learning so much. But I wanted to talk about, you know, it is the week of 4th of July. And so, you know, patriotism, right? Rah, rah, America.
I notice all over, like, your town, there's little signs.
My town?
Yeah, all over the town here, the county. They have little signs everywhere that say, hey, just to remind you fuckers, fireworks are illegal. And it's on every fucking corner when you drive down
the
major area.
Is that what those signs
area.
Mean? They're all over the place?
Yep.
Yeah.
I zone everything out. There was a missing dog thing that people put up. Way too many missing dog things.
Oh, it's has Travis been in your neighborhood?
The town will arrest you, and the fine is $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000.
That's a lot of money. A lot of scratch. Is fireworks illegal in your guys' neck of the woods?
In New Hampshire, they are very legal. They are extremely legal here in New Hampshire. But you know what is illegal? Bringing out of state firewood.
Out of state firewood?
Because the emerald ash borer.
The Bora Bora beetle or whatever?
You will get fined a shit ton of money if you bring out of state firewood into New Hampshire.
Right.
That's awesome.
How can they tell? Like, oh, nope. See this wood here?
Don't know.
That's a good point. How do they tell, Matt? Like, how do they tell where the wood came from?
Massachusetts and New Hampshire, they definitely share a border. I'm sure they share some of the same trees where the firewood comes from. But, yeah, don't smuggle that shit in.
Let me ask you a question. If you cut a tree on the one side of the state line and it falls on the other side of the state line,
does it make a sound?
Don't burn it.
Just don't burn it. Then it's fine.
Don't burn it. Okay. You're fine.
So you
what
can
if
build
you
a house?
Fashion it into a pleasant table?
That's okay.
And if you chainsaw it into a sculpture of a bear?
I think that's okay. Again, just don't burn the wood.
Hmm. Okay.
Fair enough.
Travis, have you given much thought to our recast of the 1989 film Weekend at Bernie's?
I gave so much thought to this recasting that it took me all of 2.5 minutes to come up with it.
Thought about it all day, Travis. It haunted me. I was on this all goddamn day. I changed my lists over and over again, and I thought, oh, well, I can't do that. That would be a cliche pick. I really, for a while, was convinced that I wanted to go with Jason Statham as one of the guys. But then I figured, you can't go with Jason Statham.
Because he's British?
Well, one, because he's British. And I feel like he's too, like, hulky and cool, you know? Right. And I feel like the two guys kind of have to be sort of, like...
hair nerdy, right?
Nerdy. But not too nerdy, because right. then I was going in the directions of like a Michael Cera and like a.
Did you want to start like a new Jason Statham action series? Like, you know, he's got Transporter and Crank and whatever the hell. Travis, like Weekend at Bernie's is now with Jason Statham.
Did you see a little film called Spy? Jason Statham was showing his comedy chops, Travis. He was so charming in that movie.
He was very charming.
And I thought, God damn it, we need to get Statham in more comedies.
Well, I'm really excited for my picks. I went on a walk with my wife, and we discussed it at length. And then
you talk to your wife?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
So we're recasting the three main roles.
First and foremost, Bernie has to be Stacey Keach, right?
Hey, it's not that point yet where we're telling people what we would choose.
We do like the whole around the horn thing, Travis.
Damn it. Drunk, have you never been here for a recast?
He hasn't, actually. he's never been here for a recast, Travis.
This is my first one, so.
So I guess we're starting with Bernie.
Bernie Lomax.
Bernie Lomax.
Shouldn't that be like shouldn't that be the money shot, who Bernie is?
Should Bernie go last?
Oh, Bernie's the money shot. Yes,
Bernie's
exactly.
Bernie's the money shot. Let's wait. Bernie's the end.
So, and you know, Bernie has to go last, Drown.
So we go Andrew McCarthy first, then Jonathan Silverman, and then Bernie.
And I mean, if you really think about it, like, Ryan Reynolds is Jonathan Silverman, basically. I mean, they're the same guy, really. It's just like,
point, ain't Ryan Reynolds a little old for that role?
But you don't want to make, like, the same movie, I don't think.
Right.
Like, you want to kind of go in a little bit different of a direction. So I think Ryan Reynolds would be too on the nose. So if anybody had Ryan Reynolds, recast that. That's not going to work.
Well, I aged mine up. Like, it's not a couple of swinging singles that are away with their boss for a party. My recasting is a couple of married dudes with kids who were forced to go on a weekend with their boss.
Okay, so...
They don't like their boss. They don't like their jobs. They're not having a good time.
So the first character that we are recasting is Larry Wilson, played in the movie by Andrew McCarthy. More of the worry wart, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
More the, you know, where Jonathan Silverman was more kind of, he was still kind of a nerd, but, you know, he had a plan. It wasn't always
a
good
guy.
Plan.
He had
the guy had a plan.
He's a party guy trapped in the body of a nerd.
For my recast, I am going with James Corden in that role.
Like the late night host?
Yes, James Corden.
On a beach?
As Larry Wilson.
In beachwear?
Yes. No, I mean, he'll wear some t-shirts and some flip-flops and some board shorts.
All right.
Going with James Corden, Travis. James Corden. What do you think? Who are you going with?
I think that Jason Bateman is who I'm going with. Like I said, I aged it up a little bit.
Definitely
these
aged up.
Guys.
Jason Bateman's good. Good.
Yeah, middle-aged guys who don't like their job. I feel like he's always done really well playing off of like Jason Sudeikis in the Horrible Bosses movies, where he's the weird anxiety-ridden dude who has to deal with his buddy who is a little over the top. So Jason Bateman's my pick for that.
He's a cautious guy.
That's right.
Drunk for Larry Wilson. Did you give this any thought, Drunk?
A little bit. Why don't you skip me and we'll go.
No, I'm not skipping you.
You're not skipping
he gave it,
me, huh?
No, so your picks will just be shitty for being unprepared, Drunk.
Okay. I got nothing.
You can't think of any actor?
Name,
Jesus Christ.
Nick name an
never
actor, Drunk.
About his casting.
Name
Nick
an actor that's in a
casting.
Movie.
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. Okay, now we got a theme. Matt?
All right. So, okay. I have a couple different positions here. And the first thing that I'm going to throw out as a complete recast of the movie, I am going to start off with saying this, and I'm going to throw this out there, but I've also created a gender-bended Weekend at Bernita's.
Okay, so Bernita is...
Yeah, I have, but I'm going to do that in a second. I'm actually going to start...
Did you show him that a screenshot of our messaging earlier?
Yeah, we said the same thing because we were making fun of what Napier was going to say. Did we say Bernita?
You said Bernita.
So I'm gonna start. With
I did
my...
it. Weekend at Bernita's, huh?
Yeah, I mean it just makes sense.
And we cast but Viola Davis.
I'm gonna start with my as my Andrew McCarthy character. I'm going to cast Ben Feldman from Superstore the Worrywart character in the film. Now, if it was gender bended, I would throw Margot Robbie in as the Worrywart Andrew McCarthy.
I am not sure that I want to be jerking off to the Weekend at Bernie's weekend.
But Ben Feldman, if you've ever watched Superstore, he's kind of like this millennial.
That's a good pick. Yeah.
I think he would be perfect as that guy.
So right now we're going to get the first glimpse as to what Napier's going to do here. Is he going to go is he going to go black, Travis? Is he going to go like really, really old guys?
Animated.
Morgan Freeman, maybe?
There's two things that I thought he would do. Either Weekend at Bernie's, where it was a completely senior citizen cast, or Tyler Perry's Weekend at Da Bernie's.
Weekend at Da Bernie's?
Obviously,
Tyler Perry.
Right.
Napier, for the part of Larry Wilson, played by Andrew McCarthy in the original film, who are you recasting in the WFOD remake?
I'm going with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Well, what's his play here, Travis? Where's he going with this?
He's just thinking of comic book movies.
Yep, it's going to be like an Avengers.
Yeah.
Is it going to be all Avengers, Napier? You're going to be all
Avengers?
No, don't
ask him. Let's be surprised.
Yep.
Okay. So let's move on, Travis. Jonathan Silverman played Richard Parker in the original film.
First of all, I think we should all go around the table and say our favorite Jonathan Silverman movie, because mine is Little Sister, co-starring Alyssa Milano.
Well, mine's Weekend at Bernie's. That's why we're doing this.
Next, we should do Little Sister, because that's my favorite Jonathan Silverman movie.
Mine is actually Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Ooh, the one with the boombox and the voodoo.
Yeah, when he does the dance.
Right. So, to me, the character of Jonathan Silverman, I guess the guy that was taking over for the role of Jonathan, Sam Rockwell, because I will now be casting Sam Rockwell in all lead roles in any time we recast a motion picture.
I think you recast Sam Rockwell in whatever the last couple we've done. You always put Sam Rockwell on.
Sure. Yeah,
your favorite.
Sam Rockwell, I think, got that neurotic timing down where he's kind of like, he's not like, you know, super smooth, but he's kind of funny. I think he could pull off this role, and I think him and Jason Bateman would play well off of each other.
Drunk?
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller. That's not bad. That's not bad. And I mean, if you consider that he just started thinking about it just a second ago.
Right.
And
Miles Teller and
this haunted me all day, Travis. And Drunk picks out a pretty good one right away. Matt?
Okay. So with the Jonathan Silverman character in the gender-bended version that I've created, Mila Kunis.
So it's Mila Kunis and Margot Robbie.
It's
a very watchable movie, Matt, that you're making here.
I think so. I think both of them would pair well together. I think Margot could be, a little worrisome, and Mila's got enough confidence. You know, I think it could work.
Please tell me that there's a scene in your movie where they get into a pillow fight over the dead body of whoever you cast as Bernita.
I actually have a scene where they scissor nonstop for the entire movie.
This ain't Weekend at Bernie's the XXX parody.
talking about Scissor, we need to recast Wild Things next, because Matt's Weekend at Bernita's recasting. Well, you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, but in Weekend at Bernie's, the remake, along with Ben Feldman, Aziz Ansari is who I would throw in there.
I like it.
See, now, I if I had those two, I'd probably switch them.
You would switch?
Don't you think Aziz Ansari would be more of like the neurotic worrier guy?
Well, Ben Feldman's pretty neurotic and worrisome.
Yeah, but I think he could be
Aziz
cool.
Aziz was pretty confident in Parks and Rec.
That's true.
Master of None Season 2 as well. There was times where he was really standing his ground. So,
For my pick, I went with... from TV's New Girl, Max Greenfield. He plays Schmidt on New Girl.
That's a good pick.
I didn't even consider
TV stars.
Because he's a little snooty. I think that he could come up with some plans. You know what I'm saying?
I do too. Yeah.
Come up with some plans.
Smile for days, man. It's mesmerizing.
And so, Travis, what Avenger is Napier going to go with?
Oh, if I had to make a guess, I'd say RDJ. Nope, RDJ is Bernie. Chris
Ruffalo?
Hemsworth.
Ruffalo, you think?
Ruffalo.
No, Hemsworth.
Napier. What? Who? Just say it.
Chris Pratt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to do three Chris's? Is Chris Pine going to be Bernie?
No. Bernie is. I know who Bernie is now.
So Chris Pratt and Chris Evans.
Yes.
Okay. And so the titular role of Bernie. Matt, who are you going with for Bernie?
Okay. So for Weekend at Bernita's. The gender-bended Weekend at Bernie's film.
So this is the one with the gals.
Starring Margot Robbie and Mila Kunis.
Right.
Bernita is played by none other than Reese Witherspoon.
Wow.
I hope they fuck that corpse through that whole movie.
Have you noticed that she like doesn't age?
Not really, no.
I watched that TV show that she was on, and she looks... exactly like she did in Fear 100 years ago.
I feel like if you're doing a gender bended, you got the mom from Two and a Half Men. That's who the Bernie needs to be.
I don't know what that is.
The bitch?
Yeah.
The snooty bitch from Two and a Half Men?
Mm-hmm. That's the chick from Saw Part 2, Tawny.
Was she Frasier's wife? No.
No, that was Phyllis.
In my Weekend at Bernie's, I have one main Bernie, and then I have three runner-ups, because it was I really tossed and turned.
If that's what we're doing here, Mike, we're just throwing the
rules. We're just
going to
throw out like five guys, and any one of them can be Bernie.
I've got a guy that I picked, but I wanted to throw out my three runner-ups, just so you could hear them. But my Bernie is the very great, the amazing Ian McShane.
Oh, Ian McShane. I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's perfect.
Now, does he grow
a
mustache?
Great Bernie.
With fucking sunglasses on the whole time, flopping around. That's a great pick.
Drunk.
I think,
Who is your Bernie?
Oh, I already told you. You already know.
Oh, Stacey Keach.
Absolutely.
Napier. Is it Chris Hemsworth?
No.
RDJ.
RDJ.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Nope.
Is it Scarlett
Johansson?
Did
you just change it in your head right now?
Nope.
Is it Mark Ruffalo?
Nope. It is none of the Avengers.
Scarlett Johansson?
Is it the guy who played
Tom
Superman?
Holland?
Nope. It's Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci as Bernie?
Yep. it would be funny as hell to see two dudes over 6 foot tall just throwing and ragdolling Christina Ricci all over an island. And that part where she gets dragged behind the speedboat and just flopping around in the breeze. I think that would be hilarious.
You know, if the part of Bernie is a chick and the two guys are guys, that movie does take a bit of a dark turn, doesn't it?
It does. And there really is that throughout the entire movie. It's like off scene. Are they double teaming her?
Yeah.
Just laying there, and they're horny because they're trying to get laid.
It would be more suspicious too.
Yeah, but I mean. She has to weigh like what, a buck 10?
Yeah.
They just held her up by one arm and they do the whole like, ah,
hi. Yeah, wave her hand. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so obvious because their hands are twice the size of hers. You can't really hide them.
for the part of Bernie, I went with Ron Perlman.
Ooh.
As Bernie. He has a very expressive face. He's a big guy. I thought he'd
be
hard to carry.
Are you going to be able to carry him around that entire movie?
Well, see, I took that into consideration, Trevor. That's why I picked larger men than what I wanted. I wanted bitchy guys. I wanted Michael Cera, but I was like, oh, no, we need a little bit heavier guys that can carry around Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Although there would have been a lot of comedy built into Michael Cera trying to carry around his...
It would have been a short movie. It would have just, like, not been able to move him.
Right.
And that would have been it. But no, I think Corden and Schmidt would be able to move him around a little bit.
They'd be able to carry him around. Yeah, I agree.
And Travis, you're bringing us home. Who is your Bernie?
President Frank Underwood himself, Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, Kevin Spacey. See, he could do the stuff at the beginning where he's a really big dickhead.
Dick like swimming with like, what, how he was with the swimming with sharks.
Yeah, like if you want a dickhead boss, I imagine you always go to Kevin Spacey first. And if he says no, then you have to figure something else out.
Yeah. Right.
So what were the runner-ups now?
Some of my runner-ups for Bernie. I did actually consider Robert Downey Jr. as a Bernie.
He'd be a good one. Yeah.
I think he would be a good one. I thought of Leonardo DiCaprio as Bernie.
As Bernie?
Yeah, just because of his Wolf of Wall Street kind of persona when he was all drugged up and flopping around. And then last but not least, the one that made me chuckle the most was Peter Dinklage.
That's funny.
I'll tell you what, I would watch the fuck out of a Peter Dinklage Weekend at Bernie's movie.
I would too. Absolutely.
Like they could throw him?
Yeah.
They could when they just need him out of the picture, they just toss him behind the couch?
They could hide him in the liquor cabinet?
Dress him up like a little doll?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to that, I think. I think you got something
A lot to Peter Dinklage.
So let me ask you, why do you think that this hasn't been considered? Because they've considered, they've been trying to get it off the ground a bunch of times, like Beverly Hills Cop. They've been, you know, there's plenty of comedies that have gone... into like pre-production that didn't necessarily pan out, but I've never heard of a Weekend at Bernie's redo. And is it the dead guy thing? Is it the defiling a corpse? What do you think?
I don't know why. That is a good question. I don't know why it hasn't been done. Maybe it is all of that, all of the above. Maybe right now when you're doing a film like that, where it's the leads are considered to be, three white guys. Maybe they're just
in
like,
the parlance
oh, no,
of
we
our
gotta,
times. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody. Yeah,
we got to split that up. One thing I did think of on the walk with my wife. I did think a funny team up would have been like Harold and Kumar's Weekend at Bernie's.
That would have been.
I thought those guys play well together.
I had Kumail Nanjiani in there at one point, not because I just kind of was interchanging different people from Silicon Valley, but then I realized that like my whole thing was just people from Silicon Valley, and I realized that just these two guys from Silicon. But really, any two guys from Silicon Valley would be good.
Thomas yeah. Middleditch. I'll watch Thomas Middleditch in anything. That guy's
It is funny. I did have guest appearances. I had a guest appearances section or like cameos. And I had T.J. Miller and The Rock listed as my in my cameos that they would have to be in the movie.
They're Bernie's friend. They just come over to borrow some bread or something.
John Cena.
Like the douchebags that are trying to get on Bernie's good side to like get stock tips or some shit like that. They just show up trying to like schmooze Bernie.
I actually think you would have to have Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman in those roles. Just as a callback to,
oh, like Lady Ghostbusters did.
Yeah, yeah.
Lady Ghostbusters.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if in the next couple years you had a Weekend at Bernie's remake.
And if they did do that and it did well, all of a sudden there'd be a slew of those. So you'd have like Stakeout. There'd be another Stakeout movie. Right. There'd be another 48 Hours, which they all had sequels, like one sequel that didn't do as well as the original, but they would throw those fuckers right at the fan.
Moonlighting? We got to remake Moonlighting.
I would love to see Sean Bean as Bernie. Since he dies in every movie, he can die in this one.
At the very beginning?
At the very beginning, and then still keep acting.
Napier, all day today, yeah. Me and Travis... We're taking bets on what time you were going to flake out.
Yeah. What time was it? Who won?
Nobody. You showed up. It was really weird. Because like you were very quiet all day, and that's usually a sign that something's going to happen.
That's true.
But then like at 7:55, like you just kind of arrived, and it was like, whoa, weird.
Yeah, I don't want to be in my house. So half the ceiling's gone. That's right.
If he would have had a full ceiling, he wouldn't have made it.
No, then I would have been fucking comfortable.
He wanted to go somewhere that had a full ceiling.
Yeah, I just want to escape the parade of fucking fiberglass falling.
So did you just come in the house and you looked up at the ceiling and you said, well, got to go over to Mike's house where you do podcast.
Pretty much. Just look like, I got this thing
Yeah,
tonight.
I got this thing tonight.
Gonna have to let you go. I want to be here. God, oh, it tears me up inside. Oh, but I'm gonna go. God, oh, I hate this. Oh, bye.
All the mud daubers.
God, there was like 18 of those fucking nests up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Napier, when you get home,
yeah,
take a picture with your phone and send it to me and Travis. We need to see it.
Are you sure?
We really need to see it.
Okay.
It's really all I'm going to think about.
Oh, I'll get you a picture of my snail dude fucking his broad.
Mm.
I have a picture of a snail dude fucking a broad in my dining room. It's real classy.
What?
There's a dude, and he's got a snail shell, and he's fucking a broad.
So it's a man?
Yeah, it's a man, but he has a snail shell on his back.
Why?
I don't
Is
know.
Is he a snail man?
He's a snail man.
Okay. And he's fucking a gal.
He's fucking a gal on the beach.
Why?
I don't know. It's a family heirloom of the wife's.
He loves fucking.
Yeah. Like her mom gave it to her?
I don't know. I think her like great aunt or great great aunt or something bought it in the 70s.
She willed it to her?
Yeah, it's been passed down to people because nobody like really wants to hang this in their house. And I thought, I'll hang this in my fucking house. Yeah. Snail dude fucking abroad.
Is it framed?
No, it doesn't need a frame. It's got a the way that it's like painted onto this like plaque. It doesn't need one.
So now we need to see that too, right?
Oh, you'll see it. It's right. It's sure. Right underneath all of the ceiling.
Like, is it explicit? Is there like dicks and balls and vaginas and tits and stuff?
If you look closely, you can see a tit. But it's like the lady's legs.
Are so like, is he like banging her from behind?
No. The lady's on the bottom and her legs are like blocking where his dick would be. Like she's got her legs wrapped around him, kind of, except for his snail shell.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but for me, I love titties.
There's one titty. It's not a very, like,
hey,
you have
I'm
to look
fine
for
with
it.
One tit.
You can't, like a lot of people when they walk into the house, they don't really notice it because the overall color of the painting kind of matches like the wall. So you kind of don't really notice it unless you look for it. Then all of a sudden, there's a snail dude fucking abroad right in your dining
room. So it's scenic?
Yeah, it's a little scenic. I mean, it's not huge. It's not a big painting. But, I mean, it's good sized. I'll show it to you. I'll take a picture of it. It'll be in the photos. By the way, the pictures that the lady wife's kid sister took... Of the ceiling? Yeah. It was falling all around, snail dude fucking abroad.
But it's okay.
Yeah, the picture's fine.
It's a family heirloom.
Yeah, you can't ruin that.
Right.
But don't worry, it's perfectly okay. It's cool.
So you're fixing your ceiling this weekend?
No. My buddy that knows how to do drywall, he's not going to be free this weekend or next weekend. I got to wait until the weekend after that for him to come by with his drywall hanging machine. Like
is it called a hammer?
No, he's got this like lift thing for drywall. Like this is for putting drywall up as a ceiling.
So for 3 weeks, you're just going to have this hole in your ceiling?
Well, he's going to do it for like $20 an hour and we're going to buy the material. So, I mean, in the end, it's going to maybe run us like $200. If not, then I have to get a contractor to come out for, you know, like a grand or something. And
No. You find a homie on Craigslist who'll do that job.
Yeah, you find a homie on Craigslist.
Ain't gonna cost you $1,000 to put a couple of pieces of drywall on the ceiling. No,
yeah, $20 an hour, I think that's a very reasonable rate for just a regular Tom, Dick, or Joe to do it this weekend.
Well, I mean, it's an entire room that's going to have to be replaced. I can't just do half of it because the entire ceiling in there isn't really a ceiling. I have to redo the entire room because, yeah, I can't just leave that shit there. And the parts that are falling down, there's more that's going to come with it real soon. I mean, parts of it are just hanging up there by prayer.
You know when they're going to come down? Probably in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, more than likely. I'd say another...
So don't fall asleep on the couch.
Oh, no, I can. Like, where it's at, like, nobody goes in that room too often.
Yeah, all those mud daubers. See, they're getting in somehow. And, like, now they can just have free reign of your house. Well, and however they're getting in, there's probably other stuff, too.
You know, it'd be cheaper to just put a fucking wall up so you never had to go and see that room again.
Just block it off. Put
a couple 2x4s and... You could hang that drywall. Just block that room right off.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be taken care of slowly, but surely.
I worry.
Yeah, I worry too. But I got no damn money. So me and my buddy are going to do it in a couple of weeks. It'll get figured out. Life is tedious. And full of holes.
Well, guys, I'd say we did it. Happy 4th of July and all that shit. Yeah. Drunk, it was good seeing
you. Red, white, and blue lives matter.
Drunk, you'll be back with us before you know it, right?
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else you want the people to know about? Would you say you have like a pick, maybe like a pick of the week?
Yeah, my pick of the week is all the fireworks shows going out. Go support your sound and watch the fireworks.
Woo!
Woo!
Travis, a pick of the week?
My pick of the week would have to be the United States of America, baby.
Fuck yeah.
The best country in the
red,
world.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
Free, home of the brave, best flag. Bird. You got that eagle.
Brazilian flag. I think they have a good flag. The green with the yellow diamond and the blue thing in the middle. I like that one.
Hey, we're number one. Everybody else is number two.
Would you go as far as to say we have the best president, too? Or?
Like, hey, everything about America is great.
Like, Canada has a pretty good flag, too. It's classy. It's elegant. You know, it's got the
Canada's number two, right along with Brazil. If you ain't first, you're last, baby.
Matt, thanks for hanging out with us. Guys, be sure to listen to the Lotus Cast every
week.
every Thursday.
No, you're not a
pick. Get out. Pick of the week?
Right here on strangelabel.com. Matt,
really,
would you say...
It, huh? No pick of the week.
Matt, I was getting there, right? I wanted to get your fucking plug in there so that the people know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
To listen to the Lotus Cast every Thursday night on strangelabel.com.
Don't listen to that shit.
Download past episodes at thelotuscast.podbean.com. Matt, would you say you have a pick of the week?
I would have to say this, Mike. Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today.
Napier, would you say you have a pick?
By our petty
week?
Differences anymore.
Napier, a pick of the
we
week.
We will be united in Napier. Our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July.
Any,
you will once
any
again
picks of the week,
be fighting
Napes?
For freedom.
Not something you're watching on Netflix.
Don't interrupt his monologue. Good.
But from annihilation, we are fighting for our right to live.
Ceilings?
To exist.
Ceilings would be a good
Bill
pick of the week.
Bill Paxton?
The day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We are going to live on. We are going to survive. Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Woo! Ah!
Oh, give me chills, sir.
Give me chills. I got a tear.
I'm giving you the salute from the fighter pilot and everything.
Oh, God. The tears in my eyes right now, if you could only see.
That was a classic scene from that movie. Don't look at him like he's crazy.
What movie are you talking about?
Oh, was that a movie?
It was a movie.
No. Well,
speaking of movies, my pick of the week is Despicable Me 3.
That should be your pick of last week.
No, it's this week.
Yeah, except last week.
No, it's this week.
That goes against you.
Travis, do you think that it has to be on purpose, right?
This?
It has to be on purpose, right?
Just unplug him if he was on Skype, I'm telling you.
Right, you could have just hit the hang up button for sure.
I mean,
do you not?
It can't be this bad this often.
Did you not want me to go watch Despicable Me 3?
No!
Why?
Guys, do not go see Despicable Me 3. We're hanging on by a goddamn thread. Pod Cheese is the only ones we can beat. They're the only ones. We've never lost before.
Is that accurate?
I was about to say, I feel like we've lost plenty of times.
We've never lost before. We've never come in last before.
Oh, but remember, if you're not first, you're last. So.
We've never came in last.
Doesn't last place get relegated?
Yes.
Yeah, we're done. We're going to cancel the show.
Well, we don't get kicked out of our own game. Okay. It's funny that way.
So whoever finishes third gets relegated.
No.
It's our game. We make the rules.
If you don't finish last, then you don't get kicked out.
Unless we don't want you back.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done that before. Well, you came in second place, well, you don't get to play next round.
No, that's never happened. That's never happened. I play fair, Travis. I'm a very fair host. You know, I don't get credit for that, I don't feel like. I feel like that should be like something that, you know, is said about me.
I think you're the best host in podcast history.
I'm very balanced.
Very fair. You can say a lot of things about me, Napier. Can't say I'm not fair.
I think the most fair would probably be Anchor.
All right. Well,
why would you even say that?
I don't know.
Doesn't somebody have a mama or something? And that's her.
That depends. Does Mike want it to be?
Is it your mama?
Well, that's my mama. It was right for you to run.
nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Aha. Ich lieb mich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht. Da, da, da.
It's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
I only listen for the HFL updates.
Only listen to the breaks.
Yeah.
listen to the beginning to see who's here, see if Napier's on Skype, and then fast forward to about the half hour mark.
Fair enough.
All right.
Well, at least he's here tonight. He's garbage on Skype.
No, I'm not. I'm
fucking garbage on Skype, right?
Yes.
There's no difference between...
He's fucking terrible.
I did like that Napier last show was like, why don't people like me on Skype? It's because it's shit.
It's because it's fucking terrible. First of all, I mean, like, great, even taking into account that Napier's fucking garbage on Skype, like, the content, but I mean, the sound quality shit.
Oh, it's awful.
It's just all bad. It's bad. And I mean, like, you know, like, everything is delayed seconds, you know, like when we're all here, we're bouncing shit around, you know, Travis fills in, like, you know, the blanks, and he's learned to do that, you know.
Right. Skype personality is a tough personality. Like, I am now the Skype personality on our show, and it's tough because whenever you try to quip in or whatever, it's tough because you know it's going to be broken up when you listen back to the show, and the quality, like, you always know they're on Skype. And I, like, Joe has tried to perfect the Skype sound, and I feel like we have a good sound for it. But still, when I listen to it, I'm like, well, I'm on Skype. That's very clear. That is evident.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't accept your apology.
I wasn't actually sorry.